This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The last living suspect in the 1996 drive-by shooting of Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas has been indicted on a murder charge. Despite taking nearly three decades to secure an indictment, police insist the murder case remained important. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dwayne Keefe D. Davis is accused of being the shot caller, not the gunman. He admitted in interviews and in a memoir he provided the gun used to shoot Shakur. Police Lieutenant Jason Johansson says video shows a motive for the shooting, revenge, involving Davis's nephew.
Tupac Shakur, who's wearing a shiny, satiny shirt, along with Marion Shug Knight, who's a large man in a brown suit, punching and kicking Orlando Anderson.
Later that night, 25-year-old Tupac Shakur was shot. He died a week later. Shug Knight had only minor injuries. 27 years later, Sheriff Kevin McMahill says,
"Well, I know there's been many people who did not believe that the murder of Tupac Shakur was important to this police department. I'm here to tell you that was simply not the case."
Davis implicated his nephew, who died in 1998. I'm Ed Donahue.
A bail bondsman charged alongside former President Donald Trump and 17 others in the Georgia election interference case has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. He is the first defendant to accept a plea deal with prosecutors. Scott Graham Hall pleaded guilty Friday to five counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. He will receive 5 years of probation and agree to testify in further proceedings. Prosecutors accused him of participating in a breach of election equipment in rural Coffee County. Hall is one of the lower-level players in the indictment, alleging a wide-ranging scheme to overturn Democrat Joe Biden's presidential victory. But the plea deal, nonetheless, is a major development. You'll find expanded news coverage of world events at our website, VOA.